Good morning.
Good morning.
All right. Welcome to Cero UMC. We're so happy that you're here to worship with us. And those who are online, welcome. We're happy that you are also with us. So this morning, we are going to be doing communion. So if you humbly open your hearts and listen to the invitation for today. Christ our Lord invites to his table all who love him, who earnestly repent of their sin, and seek to live in peace with one another. Therefore, let us confess our sin before God and one another. Merciful God, we confess that we have not loved you with our whole heart. We have failed to be an obedient church. We have not done your will. We have broken your law. We have rebelled against your love. We have not loved our neighbors, and we have not heard the cry of the needy. Forgive us, we pray. Free us from joyful obedience through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Hear the good news. Christ died for us while we were yet sinners. That proves God's love toward us. In the name of Jesus Christ, you are forgiven.
In the name of Jesus Christ, you are forgiven. Glory to God.
Good morning. Yesterday was Epiphany, and that means that we get to sing Christmas hymns for one more Sunday. So please join me in singing the first three verses of We Three Kings on page 254.
Thank you.
Now we enter our time for prayer. So this morning, as a family, as a church family, we're going to be uplifting our brother Frank Greathouse, Sister Ann Horn, and our Tom Mitchhawker. So we will be praying for them. But before we begin praying, we're just going to spend a couple of seconds just being intentional before we pray and just acknowledging that the sweet Holy Spirit is here with us. Can you please join me in prayer? Almighty God, we humble our hearts before you. By faith, Lord, we believe that you are here with us and that you hear our prayer. Father, this morning, we just want to lift our brothers and sisters, Frank, Ann, and Tomage. I pray that you'll be with them. I pray that you'll be with their family. And during the time of healing, I pray that your sweet presence will cover them and that they will be aware that you are with them. Thank you, Father, today as we practice communion, Lord. We just want to thank you, Jesus, for the sacrifice that you did on the cross. And thank you so much for being here with us. And dear Jesus, thank you so much for the prayer that you taught us. Our Father,
who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever.
Well, I'd like to wish each and every one of you a happy new year. I hope the first days of this new year have been good to you. I think there'll be many changes that will come in the new year, many things that we will deal with. All of us will have to endure those challenges that we'll all face. Many things will change, but there's one thing that doesn't change in the life of our church. In the life of our church, we have so many servants that continue to give and give and give. And I am amazed by that. You notice this morning that all of our Christmas decorations have come down. There was a group that came in this week that took care of that. They put them all up and they took them down. And we're so thankful for their service. Just our ushers in the back, how they give of their time and their talent to help us in worship. There are so many things that go on in the life of our church, so many things that have to be done, and some of those are greatly seen, some are not, but they still have to be done. And so I am so thankful in this new year for all of our servants, for all of our volunteers, for many of you who continue to give in such a way. It's about giving our tithes and offerings, no doubt, but it's about giving our time and serving and making a difference in the kingdom. And so I thank you for that. So with that said, I'm going to invite our ushers to come forward as we take up our morning tithes and his offerings.
Thank you.
Almighty God, we thank you so much for how you continue to provide for us in so many ways in life. We thank you also for this opportunity that you have given us to give something back. We pray this offering would be used for the furtherance of your kingdom. In Christ's name we pray, amen. Thank you. You may be seated. I failed to mention it. If there are any other kids that would like to head out to Children's Church, you can head towards the back at this time. And Amy and our volunteers are back there, and they will get you taken care of. Well, we start this new year together, this morning we are going to take a look at an individual from the Old Testament that I believe made a great impact for God. His name was Joshua, and I have to be honest with you, Joshua is one of my personal Bible heroes. He's one of my favorites. Of course, Jesus is first, but Joshua is second on that list. You know, the thing that I like most about Joshua is the fact that he accomplished the impossible in spite of incredible odds and opposition that he faced in his life. His life, if you were to study him, was one battle after another. And yet, he never gave up in the midst of that. Now, the background that we've got here this morning, the background of Joshua is that the Israelites, the people of God, are on the verge of crossing over to the Promised Land. And if you remember, the Israelites were in slavery for many, many years in Egypt. God got them out of there, and now they stand at the Jordan River ready to cross over to this land that God was promising them. And this story is found in the first chapter of Joshua. And so we're going to take a look at that. It's Joshua chapter 1, verses 1 through 11. Now, those words are not printed on your worship sheet, but they're going to be up on the screen, and I'm going to read those for you. But I encourage you to pull out your worship sheet. We're going to be using that here this morning as we hear what God has to say to us. Again, these words from Joshua chapter 1, verses 1 through 11. This is what it says. After the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord spoke to Joshua, son of Nun, Moses' assistant, saying, "My servant Moses is dead. Now proceed to cross the Jordan, you and all this people, into the land that I am giving to them, to the Israelites. Every place that the sole of your foot will tread upon, I have given to you, as I promised to Moses. From the wilderness and the Lebanon as far as the great river, the river Euphrates, and the land of the Hittites to the great sea in the west shall be your territory. No one shall be able to stand against you all the days of your life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will not fail you or forsake you. Be strong and courageous. For you shall put this people in possession of the land that I swore to their ancestors to give them. Only be strong and very courageous. Be careful to act in accordance with all the law that my servant Moses commanded you. Do not turn from it to the right hand or to the left, so that you may be successful wherever you go. This book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth. You shall meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to act in accordance with all that is written in it. For then you shall make your way prosperous, and then you shall be successful. I hereby command you, be strong and courageous. Do not be frightened or dismayed, for the Lord is God, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. Then Joshua commanded the officers of the people, "Pass through the camp and command the people. Prepare your provisions, for in 3 days you are to cross over the Jordan to take possession of the land that the Lord God gives you to possess." May God add richest blessings to the reading of his word for each of us here today. Amen. Now, God told Joshua that he had a great future ahead of him, that the people would be blessed as well. God was going to do some great things through Joshua. He's going to do some great things in him. But it was going to be a fight. It was going to be a challenge along the way. So what would the future hold? Well, the answer to that question was a mixture of two things. There would be blessings and there would be battles. Now, folks, I believe that God is going to do some great things in our lives in this new year. But I also believe that it is going to be a battle at times as well. You will be called upon to walk in faith. You will be called upon to possess your future. Now, how do you do those two things? Well, I think we can accomplish those two things by doing the same three things that God told Joshua to do in possessing his future. Now, we find here in this first chapter of Joshua, God giving him a little pep talk here about what was going to take place. And I believe that the three things that God talked to Joshua about would be good for us to consider as we begin this new year together. So let's take a look. The first thing that we need to do as we walk in faith in this new year is to set up a plan. God told Joshua to do that as well. We need to set up a plan for the future year. We need a plan for the future because that is where we're going to spend the rest of our lives. That first chapter in Joshua, verse 2 and 3 says this: Moses, my servant, is dead. Now then, you and all these people get ready to cross the Jordan River. I will give you every place where you set your foot, as I promised Moses. So God, as he told Joshua, is telling us to get ready for the future. Now, what was Joshua's response in all this? Well, the 11th verse says, so Joshua ordered the people, get the supplies ready. Folks, the future belongs to the person who prepares for it. There was a national survey that I came across the other day that found that 37% of all people have given little or no thought at all to their future. And so my question for us today is, have you given any thought of what's going to happen in the new year in your spiritual life? Or what's going to happen in your family? Or what's going to happen in your career? Or are you just going to drift through? You see, God wants us to plan. He wants us to make our lives count. Now, one of the ways that you plan for the future is that you've got to let go of the past. Now, think about it. Moses, the great leader of the people, has died. The people needed to move on with things. You know, sometimes I think we let past relationships keep us from moving forward and possessing the future as well. And I believe sometimes we need to let go of the past so that we can move on. Moses was dead, but God wasn't. Moses was buried, but God was still providing. And God's plan for Joshua's life went far beyond anything that Moses had done. Let me ask you, folks, what do you need to bury? A bad failure in life? Maybe a bad experience you've had? Maybe a hurt that you continue to carry around? Let it go, folks. Let it go. Joshua prepared himself for the future with a plan. All right, the second thing that we need to do to walk in faith as we head into this new year is to stay in the Word. You and I, we need to stay in God's Word. Verse 7 of this first chapter in Joshua says this: Be careful to obey all the law. Do not turn from it to the right or the left, that you may be successful wherever you go. Now, I really think this verse here is warning us not to get sidetracked in a lot of things that the world has to offer. Think about some of those things that can sidetrack us. Sports, career, hobbies, finances. All of those things can distract us from what God wants us to be about. It can distract us from God's word. Joshua chapter 1, verse 8 says, "Do not let this book of law depart from your mouth. Meditate on it day and night so that you may be careful to do everything written in it. Then you will be prosperous and successful." You see, God's promise of success in our lives has absolutely nothing to do at times with our abilities, but it has everything to do with our commitment to God's plan for our lives and our commitment to studying His Word. And when I get going in a wrong direction in life, and I start making bad decisions in life, the Word of God gets me going back in the right direction. Now, Joshua was a busy man, no doubt. Think about it. Joshua was the leader of an entire country, but he made time to read God's word. He made time to pray. Busyness, folks, is not an excuse. Now, I use that excuse all the time. I'm too busy to do this for you, God. I'm too busy to read your word, God. Busyness is not an excuse. We need to make time to be in God's word. And that's why we have our church-wide Bible study to encourage you in that. And then the third way that God talked to Joshua about entering the promised land, the third way is to possess your future, is to step out in faith. You and I, we need to step out in faith as we head into this new year. Now, I like the words there, step out, because they are action words. Now, a lot of people think that faith is just something that you believe, but faith really, folks, is action. Faith is really a commitment. Three times, God told Joshua to be strong and courageous. You see, God wanted Joshua to get the message. God wanted Joshua to respond. Now, folks, in this new year, there's going to be a lot of things out there that is going to distract us. There's going to be things that are going to discourage us. There are going to be things out there that are going to depress us. But be strong and courageous. Step out in faith. The Israelites, they had been in slavery for 400 years in Egypt. They had wandered around in the desert for 40 years. Now it was time for them to move forward. Now it was time for them to step into the promised land. Joshua chapter 1. Verse 9 says, "Remember, I have commanded you to be determined and confident. Do not be afraid or discouraged, for I, the Lord, am with you wherever you go." You know, I've noticed in my life that fear keeps us from starting. That fear keeps us from stepping out in faith. Discouragement keeps us from continuing or finishing what God wants us to do. But Joshua knew that God was going to be with him. Now, Joshua was a man of courage. Now, I got to thinking about courage a little bit. What is courage? Well, we think courage is not having any fear. But courage is really moving ahead in spite of your fear. You see, the people had to step out in faith. If you were to go on and read some more of Joshua's story, in the third chapter, you would read about the people came to the Jordan River. It was springtime, so the river was flooding. But God still had a plan for them moving forward. What did he do? Well, he told the priests to get out in front of all the people with the Ark of the Covenant. The priests were to start walking out into the water to take a step of faith, trusting that God would provide. Joshua chapter 3, verse 15 tells us about what happened. As soon as the priest stepped out into the river, the water stopped flowing and piled up. So eventually, the river was dry, and the people walked right across. You know, the first step in taking a step of faith, it's always the hardest, isn't it? It's hard taking that step of faith. Let me ask you, what is your Jordan River? You know, what's the one barrier? What's the one thing that is keeping you from being what God wants you to be? What's keeping you out in the desert? Keeping you out of your promised land? You know, Joshua was a man of conviction. That's another thing that I loved about him. He was willing to stand alone for what was right. He was willing to go against the popular opinion of that day. You see, if you remember the story, Joshua wanted to go into the promised land some 40 years earlier. But the people said no. They wouldn't trust in God to provide. You know, some of us, including myself, some of us have a hard time stepping out in faith because we realize that it's pretty comfortable right where we are. But it's never too late to say yes to God, folks. Joshua chapter 3, verse 5 says, "Then Joshua told the people, 'Consecrate yourselves,' which means commit yourselves, 'for tomorrow God will do amazing things among you.'" God wanted the people to commit themselves. He was going to do great things with them. The Lord was going to bless the Israelites as they headed into the promised land. And I think God wants to do the same for us as we head into this new year. The year to come will be filled with many blessings, no doubt in that. But there's going to be a lot of battles and challenges along the way as well. May we all commit ourselves to God. One final thing. You know, it's interesting to note that the name Joshua means deliverer or savior. He was the deliverer of the Israelites by leading them into the promised land. Thousands of years later, God told Mary to name her boy Joshua. You see, Jesus is the Greek word for Joshua in Hebrew. Jesus was to be a deliverer too. God said, just like that great deliverer of old, I'm sending a new deliverer into the world. What's the parallel? Parallel is the other Joshua, being Jesus, wants to take possession of your life and your heart. And the only question is, will it be a battle? You see, this chapter, first chapter of Joshua, is full of promises. Promises of power, of presence, of prosperity, and peace. God says that he will be with us and that no one will be able to stand up against us. I challenge us all in the new year to walk by faith. Set up a plan to get to know God better. Make a commitment to stay in God's word. And make a commitment to step out in faith in whatever it is God is calling you to do. Because when you follow these steps, as Joshua did, God will bring you success. And you will make an impact with your life. Let's pray together. God, we thank you so much for your servant Joshua, who set a great example for us. He helped deliver the people of Israel, just like your son Jesus did many years later. God, we thank you so much for these words that you gave your servant Joshua, and they pertain to each of us as we head in the new year. Help us, Lord, to make a plan to get to know you better and what you would have in store for us. Help us, Lord, to stay committed to your word. And Lord, we know that you're calling many of us to step out in faith. Help us, Lord, to be committed to that in the days to come. Yes, battles will come. Challenges, yes, we will face. But there will be many blessings. And through it all, God, you will be with us, and we are grateful. So prepare us, Lord, for these days ahead, this new year ahead, as we come to this table of Holy Communion. In Christ's name we pray, amen and amen. Let us continue to worship as we prepare our hearts to come to this table of Holy Communion.
The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
It is right and a good and joyful thing, always and everywhere, to give thanks to you, Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. And so, with your people on earth and now the company of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn.
Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth.
By the baptism of his suffering, death, and resurrection, you gave birth to your church, delivered us from slavery to sin and death, and made with us a new covenant by water and the Spirit. On the night in which he gave himself up for us, he took bread, gave thanks to you, broke the bread, gave it to his disciples, and said, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." When the supper was over, he took the cup, gave thanks to you, gave it to his disciples, and said, "Drink from this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." And so, in remembrance of these, your mighty acts in Jesus Christ, we offer ourselves in praise and thanksgiving as a holy and living sacrifice, in union with Christ's offering for us as we proclaim the mystery of faith.
Christ is God. Christ is risen. Christ will
come again. Pour out your Holy Spirit on us gathered here and on these gifts of bread and wine. Make them be for us the body and blood of Christ, that we may be for the world the body of Christ, redeemed by his blood. By your Spirit, make us one with Christ, one with each other, and one in ministry to all the world until Christ comes in final victory, and we feast at his heavenly banquet. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit and your Holy Church, our honor and glory is yours, Almighty Father, now and forever. Amen. Amen. So as we do communion, I do want to remind you that we do practice open table. You don't have to be part of this church. You don't have to be part of the denomination. Just come as you are. Jesus invites you to the table. A couple of things. We do have gluten-free communion, so if you do need it, please let us know, and the ushers will lead you, so come as you are. Servers, if you could.
Thank you.
Now, if anyone needs us to take communion to you all, can you please raise your hand? Please join me in prayer. Jesus, thank you so much for your sacrifice that you've done for us. Thank you that because of your precious blood, we are forgiven. We are made new. The past is the past, and you call us to not look back. Thank you, Lord, for that commandment. Be strong and courageous. With the help of the Holy Spirit, we will be. We love you, and we humble ourselves to you. Let us honor and glorify you with our lives. We pray this in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Please stand and join me in singing our last hymn this morning, What Child Is This?, on page 219, verses 1 and 3.
Thank you.
The Lord says to you, be strong and courageous. He will be with you. Go in the name of the Father, go in the name of the Son, and go in the name of the sweet, sweet Holy Spirit. Please go in peace. Amen.